Calling themselves heartbroken, the family of 26-year-old American hostage Kayla Mueller said today they've received confirmation that their daughter is dead. U.S. officials say Kayla's ISIS captors sent the family a private message over the weekend, including pictures that were used by forensics examiners to verify her death.
They're taking a look at the actual evidence that's been supplied, and then they're comparing that with intelligence that they've got. And clearly, with the factors they're looking at, they feel like that Kayla is, in fact, deceased. They're stopping short of saying that ISIS murdered her, but one way or another, ISIS is responsible for her death.
The new information does not clarify how and when Mueller died, though ISIS claimed that Mueller was killed in a Jordanian airstrike last Friday. At the time, it offered no proof other than these images of a destroyed building. Today, the White House cast doubt on that claim and made it clear ISIS is ultimately responsible for her death.
The information that we have is that there is no evidence of civilians in the target area prior to the coalition strike taking place. And that certainly would call into question the claims that are made by ISIL.
Kayla dedicated her life to international causes, eventually helping Syrian refugees on the Turkish border. But what brought her to the Syrian city of Aleppo, where she was kidnapped in August of 2013, remains a mystery. The Mueller family today released a letter Kayla wrote in the spring of 2014 while in captivity, saying, quote, "If you could say that I suffered at all throughout this whole experience, it is only in knowing how much suffering I have put you all through. Please know that I am in a safe location, completely unharmed and healthy, put on weight, in fact. I have been treated with the utmost respect and kindness." She signed the letter, "All my everything, Kayla."
The letter was absolutely written under duress, and at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of that was true. My guess is that Kayla was such an incredible, a strong, spiritual, respectful person that she actually caused them to treat her the same way that she treated them.
And President Obama called the Mueller family on Sunday night. We're told to send his condolences, and in a statement today called ISIS a hateful and abhorrent terrorist group whose actions stand to stark contrast to the spirit of people like Kayla.